Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Roberto Alejandro of the Afro. Roberto, last week there was a hearing about the city's new curfew law, and the mayor was there and the police commissioner was there and a lot of parents were there. What was the tenor of the thing? How did it go?
I think that the tenor of the crowd at the forum sort of vacillated between support for the underlying motivation behind the law, but concern ultimately about how it would be enforced because it involves police interaction with young children. And in Baltimore City, there's a particular concern because these are young African-American males.
Roberto, there's already a curfew in place. This is going to change it. And when does it go into effect?
The new rules go into effect August 8th.
Remind us, if you would, what the curfew is, what the hours are.
The law sets a strict year-round nighttime curfew of 9 p.m. for anyone under the age of 14. For minors who are between 14 and 17, there are two distinct curfews, one for the summer and one for the rest of the year. During the summer, you can be out till 11 p.m. on any night of the week. During the school year, there's an 11 p.m. curfew on Friday and Saturday nights and a 10 p.m. curfew on all other days. So 10 p.m. on school nights, essentially.
You know, it sounds a little bureaucratic, actually, but I guess if you're a parent, you have to get those numbers in your head. And the mayor has said, you know, we know that when kids are out in the street, they may be vulnerable and, you know, they might be the victims or the victimizer.
There are few people who would disagree with that motivation. Everyone wants their children protected. There is a question of whether the population we're speaking about, minors who might be out at 1, 2, 3 in the morning, whether the best group to help meet their needs and address their vulnerability is the police department. And I think that's really where a lot of the concern enters into the picture.
Well, one could ask who else is going to do it or who else is in a better position to do it. But we all know from, you know, tough on crime measures that have been taken in the past that people and the kids end up with hard to get rid of arrest records for no real offense.
Well, one of the things that the city officials who were present at the forum, which were the mayor, Councilman Brandon Scott, Anthony Batts, who's the police commissioner, and Angela Jonice, who's a member of the mayor's cabinet, they really stressed the fact that the measure isn't intended to create any sort of arrest record. This is about protecting the children. The people I spoke to afterwards, you know, the responses varied. Most of them were still a bit concerned about the implementation. And I think the one thing about the measure is until we actually see what is happening in terms of the interactions between police and youth, probably those concerns won't go away. And in Baltimore City, there's a reason for that. There's a history.
Right.
In some of these communities.
But there is another forum tomorrow night, correct?
There is. There is another forum. Community members will have a chance to go to the University of Baltimore, to the Angelos Law Center at 7 o'clock if they want to have an opportunity to ask questions and also hear more about how the curfew works and what the exceptions are.
Well, we'll watch it. And maybe you'll come back and talk to us about it again.
I would love to have the opportunity.
For Roberto Alejandro, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.